I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our series, The Ninth Month, focuses on pregnancy and childbirth around the globe and on what's being done to make the experience safer for both mothers and babies. No matter where a woman lives, pregnancy is rarely easy. But many Russian women say that in their country, it's a lot harder than it needs to be. Julia Barton has our story from Moscow.
Almira Knutson lives with her husband and three kids in southwestern Moscow. Their youngest child, Aiden, was born a year and a half ago.
The whole pregnancy was stressful.
It was her first childbirth in Moscow.
Just sitting in lines to visit doctors and to give tests, and then just the whole experience.
She says the process felt adversarial. Knutson's in her 30s. By Russian standards, that's old to have children. And doctors labeled her pregnancy risky. Several doctors urged her to get an abortion, she says, because she'd had a previous C-section, and they thought her scar was too thin. She refused to have an abortion, but says it was hard to find a doctor to agree with her decision. And then at the birthing hospital, there was the issue of money.
They always tell you that medical care is free, and you just pay for room and board.
To get a private room, she paid $4,000, but it didn't buy her much privacy. Other women were crowded into the hallway.
And all the women from hallway were using our bathroom. And it's just the whole system is not really good for women.
And some women say the system isn't good for their babies either. Anastasia Toymentseva sits in her Moscow apartment with her second child, a toddler. She's relieved he's a healthy boy after her experience with her first pregnancy. She says doctors botched that delivery. The doctors made a mistake, she says. My daughter had a traumatic injury. In the end, her daughter turned out okay, but Toymentseva says her child spent the next year in and out of the hospital for treatment. Such stories are all too easy to find in Russia. Mothers say there's little concern for their comfort during pregnancy, and the birthing facilities and medical practices can be drastically out of date. Health officials admit that in Soviet times, the medical system was fairly isolated and didn't keep up with the latest advances. But Russian officials say they're working fast to bring the system up to date.
If you want to talk about the overall outlines of the situation here, it's clearly changing for the better.
That's Gennady Sukhich. He directs a large research center and hospital for obstetrics and gynecology in Moscow. It's called the Kulikov Center. On the day I visited, the center was hosting an international medical congress. The halls outside Sukhich's office were packed with representatives of medical device and pharmaceutical companies looking for a bigger share of the Russian market. Upstairs in the delivery ward, it was fairly quiet. No patients in the halls here.
It's the room where they deliver babies.
A large room for delivery stood empty, and nearby, only a few new moms rested in the patient rooms, which featured lacquered furniture and plastic flowers and vases. It may not look like an upscale maternity ward in the U.S., but this Soviet-era facility is at the center of President Vladimir Putin's efforts to improve maternity care. Doctors from all over train here. Director Gennady Sukhich says the government is rapidly bringing Western technology and methods, not just here to Moscow, but to regional centers all across the country. He says they're also trying to provide more patient-centered care.
We're trying to reduce the amount of time patients spend in clinics and to be more effective with that time.
And the government's efforts to improve the quality of maternal care, they are working, says Kirill Danishevsky. He's chief editor of the Journal of Medicine of Russia.
All of the objective indicators such as infant mortality, maternal mortality, rates of objective complications is declining.
That's good news for Russia, which is investing in maternal care for a pressing reason. The country's birth rate plummeted during the collapse of the Soviet Union and hasn't recovered since. One way to keep the population from falling further is to reduce infant mortality. But Danishevsky says actually growing the population is going to be difficult.
Because there's very few things you can do to increase birth rates. Once they are down, it's very hard to make them significantly higher.
To encourage births, the Russian government is offering families stipends of about $10,000 for each child they have beyond the first. Almira Knutson, the woman who had such an unpleasant experience giving birth to her son Aiden, She applied for a stipend.
I submitted all the documents and then maybe...
She got the stipend, but she says it's not enough to entice her to give birth again in a medical system she says is still too stressful for moms. Next time, she says, she and her husband will adopt.
That's the way we're going to go.
For The World, I'm Julia Barton, Moscow.
You can check out the other stories in our series at pri.org/ninth month.